T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning, Jill.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm pretty good, yeah. It was a good fall weekend. Did a little apple picking, a little fire pit in the backyard. Yeah, we had a pretty classic fall weekend.
Nice.
I'm a little scared, though. I bought a watermelon, locally grown watermelon with seeds in it. I think my kids' heads will explode. I don't quite know what to do with it. We haven't cut it open yet, but I'm not sure how to handle it.
We are so privileged. Oh my God, there are seeds.
Seriously. And you know what the funny thing is? I mean, you wrote about the middle class. I mean, I grew up, I would say, on the upper edge of middle class, like upper middle class is where, mm-hmm. but my town ran the whole range. In the class, like from, you know, low income to uber wealthy, where I grew up on the North Shore of Boston. And you wrote about the middle class this week. Instead of sort of, I don't want to paraphrase it, like what was your take?
Well, it's just so strange because I had been looking at a lot of the political advertisements that are starting to really air in great quantity. And they keep talking about middle class, and I wanted to do a little deep dive. And I was like, well, what is middle class these days? Because, you know, what we used to think about as the middle class would be sort of the folks who have enough money and they'd buy homes and they'd be able to, have education. And it just seems like harder and harder for middle class people to do the things that we would once associate with the American dream, right? Right. And so I went into a deep dive. Median household income is $67,500 or so, okay? Let's call it $67,000. That's the number. But Pew Research has a much better way to define this. They adjust income for household size, and they say it's about, say, $50,000 to $150,000 for a household of three. And of course, where you live makes a big difference.
Sure.
And so how are those people doing? Not so hot. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, we have this big gap between the people who are in the middle and the people at the tippy top. And I don't mean the tippy top like the top 15 or 20%, but I mean really the top 1%, where those folks really do occupy this much bigger share of the wealth in this country than those in the middle.
And the middle class, I mean, listen, I think that, I don't know how I characterize where I am, but I can only really see things through my own lens. I mean, it's, to me, the middle class, the hardest part is like things like financial aid for colleges. Like mm-hmm. you probably can't afford college, but you're not going to get that much help.
Right. That's like a real trap as well, because what has happened in the economy was that we put a huge premium, like you have to get a college degree. That's an important component of your ability to succeed and lift yourself out of, say, the bottom part of the income stream up to the middle, even to the upper middle. And yet, you're absolutely right, because the cost of college has skyrocketed far in advance of the pace of inflation, by the way. And as a result, when you look at that as just that one thing, college, it's out of reach for so many people in the middle. Because even if you get, even if you do receive some financial aid, even if you're able to get a loan that's a reasonable rate, it's still a huge amount of money that is dumped in your lap. And it's kind of the same thing. It's weird. You get education, but then look at housing. There was this really
Read the piece in the New York Times?
That was fascinating. Big piece in the New York Times about, you know, what it is to own a starter home and how the size of homes has increased, the cost of land that on which those homes are built has increased. And it kind of looked at it from both perspectives. Hey, I'm a builder. If I build a 1,400 square foot house on this big piece of property, I cannot make enough money, right? Mm. I cannot actually do it. So they're building bigger homes. The land is more expensive, and that pushes home ownership out of reach for a lot of people in the middle class.
Right, and was, you know, I was stupid in my 20s. Instead of paying rent, I should have bought a condo or something. But generally speaking, the starter home and then flipping that equity is how you build household wealth. And without pensions, and if you can't build that household wealth, there's going to be a generation that doesn't have a pension, that doesn't build this household wealth, that's going to be in trouble at retirement age.
Yeah, I mean, it's also very strange because there is some sense that, you know, yes, there's for the first time, you know, kind of this is the era, the first time where we have seen people say, I will not do as well as my parents.
Right.
That's a very un-American thought bubble right there.
Yeah.
And so we'll see if it persists. Maybe it's a sliver of time. Maybe things will get better. Maybe we're still in a COVID mindset. I don't know the answers to these questions. I observe the data and report back to you and say, it's pretty wild that right now, when we say the middle of the population is just not accounting for as much of income and as much wealth as the tippy top. And when income and wealth inequality blows out, it's usually not very good for a society.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, you cite the Credit Suisse wealth report that says the top 1% of global wealth has 45% plus of... So 1% of the global population has almost half of the world's wealth. I mean, that...
Right.
That is, to me, I mean, the biggest problem. And I feel like a lot of the policy and stuff in America is there's a lot of effort to consolidate wealth and power within a certain set of people. But I don't want to get into that. I did want to touch on quickly because you wrote about Abigail Disney as well. And can you just tell a little bit about that part of your blog?
Yeah,
as well?
It's so cool. There's a new documentary out. It's called The American Dream and Other Fairy Tales. It was created and co-directed by activist and filmmaker. That's how she titles herself, Abigail Disney. And yes, she's one of the Disneys. She was contacted by the California Disneyland custodian back in 2018 saying, you know what? My job used to actually be really fulfilling. I love it, but we're having a really hard time with management. Can you help us? And she says, you know, she heard the stories and she created a documentary, and it was really around 2018 and right up and through the COVID era. And you know what's fascinating to me is that if you don't love economics, she'll make economics really easy for you because this documentary does a very good job, kind of like, you know, when we look at like The Big Short and those kinds of films,
right.
Like they make it easy to understand what happens because they're great storytellers. But, you know, what's fascinating to me is that in this world today, we don't have jobs, entry level jobs that allow you a sort of an escalator to the middle class. It's those entry level jobs usually kind of keep people down in the lower class. And things have gotten better since COVID in many ways. But it is a really important story to tell that, you know, as the U.S. economy expanded in the post-World War II era, the corporate culture really morphed. And instead of thinking about employees first, they really
profits.
Did put shareholders
yep.
first.
Sure, of course. JillOnMoney.com is where you can find the blog and everything else Jill does. Of course, CBS News and here on TIC 1080, Jill on Money on the weekends. It was really good blog this week. I enjoyed a lot of the information. So thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.